Hi there. The word for you today is when the answer isn't what you want. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, we read Paul's words, "A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me." Now, Paul isn't referring to the kind of thorn you find on rose bushes, but a sharp, pointed stake that inflicts a lot of pain. And this word buffet that he uses means, quote, to render blow after blow after blow. This makes a statement all the more amazing. I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in touch with my limitations. This is Eugene Peterson's paraphrased version of Paul's words. Paul says, "I beg God to remove it 3 times. Then he told me, my grace is all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Once I heard that, I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. Now I take my limitations in stride and with good cheer, and I just let Christ take over. Paul responded to his thorny situation by doing these 6 things. First, admitting he needed God's strength. Second, asking, even begging, for God's help. Third, accepting the answer when God said no. Fourth, appreciating it as a gift. Fifth, acting with confidence and continuing to fulfill his mission. And sixth, acknowledging that the problem allowed God to work through him. When the driving force within Paul had been redirected by God, listen to what he wrote. It's great. Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Christ lives in me. The life that I live in this body, I actually live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul's will by this point had been taken to the cross and crucified. Now he operates in the will of God and no longer questions the path or the price. And that, my friend, is the same place that God wants to bring you to.